This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We got some terrific fishing at our local lakes, as well as Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And we have hunting seasons for dove, squirrel, teal, and early Canada goose underway. So lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. If you're a squirrel hunter, your time is now. This cooler weather should put the squirrel hunting at a prime time right now. And dove hunting is also underway throughout the state. And as Illinois' most popular game bird, this species continues to draw large numbers of hunting enthusiasts. We're hoping that this cooler weather that comes in these next few days does not send our doves scurrying south quite yet. I think we've got plenty of hunting time ahead of us, barring any unforeseen cold rains or something like that. Now, the first segment of the Illinois dove season opens September 1st and continues through October 31st. The second segment of the hunt is scheduled for November 5th through the 13th. And Illinois is again offering a September Canada goose season in all zones. The season opens September 1st and continues through September 15th. Teal hunting too is well underway. So the early teal hunt is something that could be timed nearly perfect with this little cold front coming through. So lots of things happening there. Also, we have a new regulation at Carlisle Lake. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at St. Louis District has announced that a pilot test of a mandatory life jacket wear regulation has recently been implemented at Carlisle Lake. This mandate requires that life jackets be worn by single occupants of a boat in all vessels 21 feet and under in length while underway using the main propulsion motor. The second occupants must be at least 12 years old of age with a boating safety certificate issued by the DNR and or at least 18 years of age without a certificate. Now, this pilot test is applicable on Carlisle Lake from the Hitoga access, which includes the wildlife area, to the old Route 50 bridge. Currently in Illinois, only those under the age of 13 and operators of personal watercraft are required by state law to wear life jackets while boating. This special decision for Carlisle Lake is to conduct a pilot test of mandatory life jacket wear and is for those boating alone in vessels 21 feet and under in length. And once again, that area that it pertains to is on Carlisle Lake from the Hitoga access, which includes the wildlife area, to the old Route 50 bridge. The rule pertains to those boaters underway using their main propulsion motor and is based on a number of drownings that have occurred in the past years. There were 4 fatalities at Carlisle Lake in 2010, and these may have survived if they had been wearing life jackets. 2 of them victims were boating alone. So keep that in mind. Also, we mentioned we got some good fishing. Most of our local lakes are producing great fishing for catfish. Lots of good catfish action coming in on a variety of live and commercial catfish baits. We're also starting to see some signs of some early crappie action. That should get better as the months go on and should reach a peak in about October. The bass bite, it too has been good, primarily in the early morning and evening hours, and anglers are having some very good success fishing spinner baits, buzz baits, even some topwater lures, plastic worms, jig and pork combinations. All types of things are working right now on this bass bite, and it should too also get better as these waters cool. The bluegill bite, it's always good this time of year, and live baits like crickets and red worms are probably the top producers. You can go out and catch a bunch of bluegill, have a great time with the family, so there's lots of things happening there on the outdoor scene. Late summer fishing at our Corps of Engineer reservoirs has been superb. At Lake Shelbyville right now, the lake has finally reached summer pool after coming up to 8.5 feet above normal in April. Surface temperatures are still around the 80 degree mark, and the water is quite clear due to very little rain. The lake will be cooling down over these next couple weeks, and the white bass will start to follow the shad back into the coves fed by the small creeks and on the north ends of the huge flats. Right now they're being caught in very shallow water. Wind is the key, so waiting until about midday and later has been the trick to catching these white bass. The southwest winds we've had all summer build each day, and this lets the white bass push the bait right up against the shorelines. Now, once the surface temperatures hit about 70 degrees, the white bass will go crazy and start feeding heavily. The crappie fishing is still good for the most part at Lake Shelbyville. The summer pattern on the lake is a run and gun and fish as many down trees as you can cover. Try fishing these trees with a slip bobber and a big minnow on a plain number 4 Aberdeen hook. And the catfish bite, it too has been good, as it has been throughout the summer. Anglers are catching good numbers of catfish on a variety of live and commercial catfish baits. The walleye bite's been scattered. Most of these fish are actually being caught by crappie fishermen. And the bass bite has been good, primarily in the morning and evening hours. At Carlisle Lake, fishing in the lake continues to get better. And right now, the catfish are rated very good. They're catching lots of these fish. I mean, lots of really nice fish on night crawlers, cheese baits, leeches, primarily with the pole and line angler. Most anglers using trout lines are using leeches and cut bait and finding very good action. And the drift fishermen are preferring shrimp or cut shad. And fair crappie action is reported. This has been a phenomenon at our core lakes this summer. Some nice crappie are still being caught. Minnows and tube jigs are the baits of choice, and some very good white bass action reported in the lake. We're hearing a lot of reports of shore fishermen starting to catch white bass along the rocks with inline spinners and jigs as well. White bass are still out in the lake. However, early morning and late evening seems to be the best bite using crankbaits or slab spoons. Now, in the spillway, the white bass have tapered off some and are rated only fair now. They've slowed down in the river. They're seeing a few of these fish on inline spinners, tube jigs, minnows, and curly tails. They're still seeing quite a few hybrids mixed in. These are some nice hybrids too. And some very good catfish action reported. Catfish and flathead is what's most active in the river right now. Cut shad, night crawlers are the baits of choice, with commercial baits working quite well as also. And some fair crappie action reported in the river. However, not a lot of size to these fish. Tube jigs and minnows catching most of these, and the sauger bite remains fair. Most anglers are fishing vertically with curly tails from boats tipped with a minnow or night crawler. Bandit crankbaits have also been producing some of these fish. We're not seeing a whole lot of really big ones, but some keepers are coming in. And at Wren Lake, the crappie bite remains good. It's been that way all summer and continues that way. Fish are being caught in the deeper water along stake beds and brush piles in about 8 to 16 feet of water. Some can be caught even deeper under the Sailboat Harbor 154 bridge and the Gun Creek Bridge at 154. They're hitting on minnows and jigs about equally well, and the fish are in their summer pattern, and this should continue well into October. The catfish bite, it's been very good. Anglers are catching these from the shoreline around the Waltonville, Bonnie, and Ina boat ramps. A lot of fish are being caught by people in boats drifting, letting their baits drag the bottom, and cut shad seems to be the favorite right now. High temps have pushed the better quality bass out of the shallows, however. The best bite is early in the morning and right before dark. These next few days could see these fish move shallow again. White spinner baits seem to be getting some of the bites in the shallows early in the morning on the points. However, their most part are their 13 to 14 inch fish. So we are seeing some pretty good fishing at each of our three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And as we said, the squirrel hunt is well underway, as is the dove hunt. Teal hunting is going strong, and the early Canada goose hunt's underway. So lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.